The plan would spin off the regulatory duties of commerce to other state agencies and create in its place a semi-private Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Backers say it would give the state a laser focus on job creation. But beyond a basic skeleton, not much is known about how this agency would work. Democrats tried to change that by requiring that many of the same economic incentives commerce uses right now would be moved over, that the new employees would file economic interest statements, and that minority job programs would be preserved. Stevens Point Democratic Senator Julie Lassa says without those changes, this plan is amorphous, a blank check.
This bill is so vague. People are making it into whatever they want to make it into, and that's the trouble.
But majority Republicans blocked those changes. GOP Senator Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac says simply transferring over all of Commerce's duties to this new corporation would defeat the purpose.
We're trying something new here. Let's stop putting roadblocks in the way of getting something new. We're moving away from the existing structure. Let's let them do that.
Republican lawmakers did amend the plan to require that this new agency get audited every couple years and that it have many of the same reporting duties as the state's existing Commerce Department. They also required that the board that will run the agency have some appointments made by legislators in addition to the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.